He is actually going to eject a fan.
Because bad things happen in Philadelphia. Bad things.
The fan jumped into the penalty box area.
Joy it is to come to Philadelphia and stand here and dodge ice balls.
We, the Dallas Cowboys, had assassinated John Kennedy.
One.
And we're live.
Oh, beautiful. Oh, that was right in my ear.
Do you like that?
A little bit.
I don't think I have an ASMR quality voice.
You do not,
personally.
Sir.
No, it's too, you get like low in the vocal fry. I guess I could do like a smooth.
We could do the whole Red Scare thing.
Smooth jazz DJ. You're listening to the smooth, you know, I don't know.
Jazz!
You're listening to Jazz FM. Yeah! Car crash sound. You know.
Yeah, right.
We listen to the hardest jazz.
Yeah,
the pussy crushing jazz.
Oh, good. You've invented a Dillinger Escape Plan song.
Next up on Smooth Jazz, we got KDJ. And just the G just melts into a chug. Yeah. Yeah, we're putting in Flesh God Apocalypse.
Great band, man.
Yes. Yeah, I love some symphonic death metal. I love some death chugs.
Me too, man.
Lots of good shit.
Love it.
Well, we were talking about, I was at the gym. I was on the Roman kick, which has passed, fortunately. I was listening to Ex Deo. If no one's listening to them, they have a pretty sick song. It starts with like Cato, which obviously fuck Cato, but you know, screaming, doing death growls, saying Carthago Delenda, and then just heavy.
That does sound like it rips. Yeah, it sounds like it rips.
Yeah. It's pretty sick. They also have songs from Hannibal's perspective where he's like, oh, you know, I swore my father's blood to destroy Rome. Like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Just get into it. Yeah, kill each other.
Oh.
Yeah. They were all bad people.
That's okay.
Good people. That's a new invention, I guess.
Yeah, we didn't have those. We just got there around 20 years ago, really.
Yeah.
I've been listening to a lot of Rotting Christ.
Rotting Christ.
Yeah. Some good black metal.
Didn't they just come out with an album?
It's either they just came out with or they have a brand new one like next month. I think it's a brand new one next month. Mm.
Yeah, for some reason I brains. Oh yeah, Pro Christery, Xristery.
I'm not worried about what they're saying because I assume I'm going to be bummed out by the lyrics. But I don't.
Are they a sketchy band?
No, they're not. Christ? They're not.
Yeah,
they have run afoul of authorities for their name. In Western or Eastern Europe and Central Europe. I tend to be sympathetic to those bands. They're not like Satanists. They got kicked off a tour with Megadeth because Dave Mustaine didn't like the name.
Mm.
And people came to their defense. And like people I respect came to their defense.
No, it's, well, Dave Mustaine's a fucking asshole.
He's a fucking prick, yeah.
Yeah. As much as I do like Megadeth.
I like Megadeth too. I don't want to hear. I don't give a shit about Dave Mustaine's opinions on anything.
No, I had posted about this the other night, but there's that cheesy power metal band Fellowship.
Yeah,
which is like, we're in major key and you're like worthy and stuff. It's like, it actually is like talented music, and I was like, ooh, I'm like, I'm worried this is like crypto Christian metal.
Mm-hmm.
Not that Christian music is inherently bad, just the politics usually associated with it.
It is. I've listened to Christian metal before. I've listened to Deep Purple, you know.
Yeah. Good Christian music is like Gregorian chants.
Yeah, that's about as far as I'm willing to go.
Yeah, that shit's pretty cool. I like that stuff. But I looked up the guy, like his name's Matt Corey, and It's just pro Gaza, fuck turfs. I like Jeremy Corbyn. I was like, fuck yes.
Okay, good. I'll take that. I'll take that.
You're one of us, and I have more followers than you, and you're in the lead singer of a metal band.
One of us. Well done. You all right?
Yeah.
I know you're not feeling great.
You're very tired. This is.
We had our Liam hour.
Yeah. All Liam, all the time. I am so tired.
I bet.
I don't know. I think daylight saving time is just fucking me real bad.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to bed around like 11 and waking up around 7. You think that would be enough sleep? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. It's not.
It's not. I don't know. Just tired, stress. It's that time of year for teachers where you're just, I'm waiting for spring break. And I know it's coming. It's at the end of the month. And we got a, you know, pretty, we just got to get through that stretch.
Right.
Yep.
Right, of course.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll get there. Power. I will find a way or make one.
Well done.
Yeah. The big yomp.
Try to work out how much a new car would be because I already missed mine, and I'm trying to convince Corinne to let me buy an Alfa Romeo that I can get because they don't.
I found this really sick GTI on sale. No, it's already bought.
It's a Golf R. It's a Golf R next time, man. I would say I have been watching a lot of absolutely hideous college basketball. Yes. Thanks for tuning in,
which we did last night.
We did do that last night, and it was a lot of fun.
And we're going to be doing that more. And if you want to get on that, you're going to have to be a patron, though.
Yeah, be a patron. Be cool. Don't be lame. Be cool.
Yeah, don't be lame. Yeah, we watched Coppin State versus Norfolk State, which was hideous.
It was really bad.
Awful.
It was really bad, dude.
Just like Thomas the Tank Engine theme song. Imagine that playing as you know, 14-foot front rims.
Constantly, yeah.
Yeah, just absolute, like, no ball handling.
No, they just didn't know how. Yeah.
Being double-teamed and trying to fucking power in a layup.
Right.
While you're being double-teamed in the post.
just trying so hard.
Yeah, like, clearly no one can hit a three, so you're not even kicking out.
No, you're just like, oh, womp, like.
Yeah.
Just whoopsie doodle. Just a lot of whoopsie doodling.
Yeah. Just, yeah. It was
tough. It was tough to watch.
Yeah. But fun.
It was fun. I mean, I enjoyed it. I've currently got a Houston TCU on. You wanna get into the shit?
Yeah, we should probably do our intro. So, hello, welcome to another episode of 10,000 Losses, the only Philadelphia sports podcast that exists. I'm your host, Tom Payne. My pronouns are him. With me is my co-host, Yay.
William, death to rights to Ricky Sanchez, death to Birds with Friends, death to any other podcast about sports except for Sickos and maybe a couple others, but no, it's just us.
Death to America.
Yeah, Microsoft, where the S is a money symbol.
Yeah. All right. No guest announcements. I guess we'll do the live stream thing next month or something. We'll figure that out. We're gonna have, I believe, we're having the Beyond the Breaker boys on soon.
Yes,
For bonus sure coming are. Up. So
that's what we're planning for, at least.
Yeah, we're gonna watch a bad movie. So first time us doing a movie review podcast.
We hope you like it.
Philadelphia sports movie.
Ooh, boy. Ooh,
I wonder what it could be. Is it going to be a good one?
No, it's not going to be a good one. It's not going to be Rocky.
No, it's not going to be Rocky. But give us, go to patreon.com/10,000losses if you want that bonus and every other bonus. If you want to get on those future live streams, also call in 267-371-7218. Give us your name and pronouns. You can also text that. You can DM us. You can send us a message on Patreon.
Yeah, you can get in touch. You'll find a way. I believe in you.
Yeah. You find the way or make one.
Yeah, there we go. We're just looping back.
Yeah. All right. Try not to fall asleep. Okay.
You can do this.
I could do this. Thank God for the voicemails. We got
thanks, fellas.
Yeah. So damn, there's been a lot of fucking movement with the birds.
Yeah, I'm actually gonna bring up the Eagles transactions. I like that Eagles trash can is what I accidentally searched for. Eagles transactions. Oh my god, this new keyboard is killing me. Not 2017. hold please. Yeah, yes. We got some boys. We got some guys. We got some fellas. Holy shit. So we talked about the... So a couple things happened before we have to say goodbye to Fletcher Cox.
Obviously, yep, he retired since we last recorded.
Very sad. We are genuinely sad to see him go. He was an absolute wrecker. Terrific football player. Terrific guy. The backbone of the Philadelphia Eagles defense. Absolutely fantastic. And what did we do? Okay, I'm going to read you the terms, the transactions. We released Avante Maddox and Kevin Byard, which we talked about. Brandon Graham got extended. Landon Dickerson got extended. Our long snapper, punter, and kicker, Jake Elliott, who swiped left on my wife on Tinder. That is a true story.
Jesus.
Or it didn't match with her on Bumble, I believe it was. We got Saquon Barkley, Bryce Huff, Matt Hennessy, former Temple player. CJ Gardner-Johnson's back, and Devontae Parker is here now. How are you feeling?
Well, I'm most excited. I'm pretty happy that this signing is most important to me, is getting Rick Lovato back.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Our beautiful long snapper.
Yeah, that was the one. So Saquon Barkley, that's pretty sick, obviously.
I mean, there's concerns about his injury history, but like, I was talking to my dad about this. My dad was like, you know, I don't fucking care or like Penn State football, but he was magnificent in college. And for that reason alone, I'm excited they signed him.
Yeah. We got, and who's the other guy we got? The lineman, Bryce Hall.
Bryce Huff is terrific.
Bryce Huff, not Bryce Hall.
Bryce Huff went to Memphis, played with the Jets for a few years. He is very fucking good at defense. He genuinely is very good. That defense, it feels like just picked up where it left off. And I think that
go ahead.
I don't know, dude. I'm just very excited about this defense.
Do you think they're bringing Reddit back, or do you think they're going to trade him?
I think they're going to trade him, which makes me want to kill myself.
I know, that's really sad. I don't know why. Because you would if you had Huff and
on the opposite ends, it would be Reddick, fucking
that's
terrifying.
That's a pass rush, a pass rush from hell.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to play that. No. I mean, we know how Hassan Reddick plays. I think he is my favorite Eagle probably ever. Just watching his game, watching him fly around, and like even when he drops back into coverage, he's so good. Hassan Reddick is one of those dudes that I feel like is sort of everywhere at once, and I think that's a rare quality in defensive ends and D line guys, where like there's only like Bosa, either one, JJ Watt in terms of just like this guy like a phantom on the front.
Right, he's someone who easily could just be a full time like outside linebacker too.
Right,
like,
he's
so versatile. Yeah, it sucks that they want to get rid of him.
According to PFF, against the run, he's not exceptional. But he didn't really line up against the run. He led the NFL in pressure rate. Got there better than Micah Parsons, literally better than anyone else. This is he's a very good pass rusher, which the Eagles sort of got carved up last year. So yeah. I'm excited with if they keep Hassan, man, they're going to be fucking nasty. Yeah, I am praying they keep Hassan Reddick. I just like he's a hometown kid. He's absolutely fucking phenomenal at football. He just seems like a really good dude. And he went to Temple. Much like Matt Hennessy.
It's nice also to see CJ Gardner-Johnson back. He had a pretty decent year with us back in 2022.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, just after what's his name got absolutely fucking annihilated. Bradbury.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that like a reload rather than a rebuild.
Yeah.
Especially with Fletch gone. I think that I don't know how much Saquon sort of changes our offense.
Right.
But I think like taking the pressure off Jalen to sort of do everything. I imagine with Jalen playing visibly hurt last year, he did some sort of damage to himself. I'm hopeful that's not the case, but I believe that he's probably done some damage. And I believe that keeping Saquon, especially if he stays healthy, is like, I wouldn't want to play that offense with that O-line.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then you have two exceptional wide receivers. Devontae Parker's good too. Like, I wouldn't want to have to cover like Devontae Smith and AJ Brown and worry about Devontae Parker. And now also I have to worry about Saquon underneath.
Right. You're right. Like, you could bring in a triple option.
Yeah.
A quadruple option.
Four dudes on every play that are all viable threats feels bad, man.
Yeah. 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 No, it's going to be a nasty offense if offense clicks.
Right, which I'm willing to give the benefit of the doubt, and I believe that it will. I am excited to see how this goes. I feel hopeful. I didn't feel hopeful about a month ago. So,
no, I agree with you there. I definitely feel a little little bright spot. It does seem like they're trying to, and Howie is the god with cap space. I don't know how he does it, but.
Sign here, sort of don't worry about the details. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I was talking to Corinne about this, about the fact that, like, I saw something go around that was, like, the Eagles' top four contracts combined on offense are still less than Daniel Jones' contract. And it's like.
Dak.
Dak is, like, a $60 million cap hit. And, like, we're proponents of getting the bag here, obviously.
Of course.
But there's something to be said for like the way Howie is able to manage everything. And I don't think the Eagles are one of those teams that is like, oh no, you're going to take a sweetheart deal or you're not going to take one at all.
Right.
I believe that like they do it fairly. They do it by the book. Like, I don't think there's any bullshit nonsense. Like there was like, as an example, the Bill Belichick Patriots where it's like, oh yeah, like we are this good because we don't pay anyone anything. And we have the cap space to go out and get a vet if we so choose, and we keep that available all the time. I would rather the Eagles spend. There's not a luxury tax; this is a hard cap.
Yeah. But
you see how like the Chargers had to like cut and restructure and do this and that, and it's like, and the Chargers are they more competitive than they were a week ago? No, they're not.
Mm-hmm.
And we're more competitive than we were a week ago. And I don't give a shit that Jalen's going to get paid like $40-50 million a year. He deserves it. He's a good quarterback.
Yeah.
I'm just hopeful that that we have Howie forever, and when he eventually shuffles off this mortal coil, we simply put his head in a jar.
We're going to Futurama him.
Yeah, we're going to Futurama him. Do you want to talk about our beloved... Oh, do you want to talk about the Saquon tampering shit?
Yeah, I just saw that. James Franklin.
Oh, yeah, now a Penn State coach wants to be a whistleblower?
Yeah, so... They're saying that there was impermissible contact between Howie and Saquon Barkley. Yeah. Okay.
I just want to give a quick update before we do anything else. So TCU Houston are in the second half. Houston is one of the top four teams in the country. They're in the second half. They're only 2 minutes into the second half, but then the second half. The score is 31-15.
Ooh.
How do you score 15 points in 22 minutes. TCU, please.
Well,
even Houston's not doing well. Like,
I hate TCU.
Yeah, I don't. I like the hypno-toad thing that they did.
That's cool. I just don't like the Texas Christian University.
Yeah, like, I mean, there's also Abilene Christian down there. There's University of Internet Word down there.
I don't care if it's a religious school. I just don't like it.
You went to North Catholic, so.
I know, but Catholic is fine.
Calm down, sir.
Let's see. Texas Christian. Texas Christian.
Search Texas Christian gay.
Yeah. It's Christian Church Disciples of Christ.
Oh boy. Protestants.
Let's see. Texas Christian gay. Gender Resource Office. Okay. Mm-hmm. On Reddit. They're saying it's actually pretty good. They have a large LGBT support group and they're not very Christian.
Oh, it's better than like Messiah or one of those fucking schools.
Yeah. Well, I think Disciples of Christ, that's like mainline Protestant. It's not a...
Right.
Oh, LGBT inclusion. In 2019, General Assembly passed a resolution specifically affirming that all transgender and gender nonconforming people are welcome in the Christian Church, Disciples of Christ.
Okay.
All right. All right. The hate for TCU rescinded.
I would rather TCU beat Houston because I have developed an unhealthy hatred for the University of Houston. I cannot explain this.
All right. The reason I hate them is that in NCAA 14, they have a hurry up offense.
Yeah. They are.
And that annoys me.
They are the home of Phi Slamma Jamma. Houston has produced some very good basketball players. I believe Hakeem Olajuwon went to Houston, but I just can't stand them. Oh, and Clyde Drexler went to Houston, but Clyde the Glide, baby.
What was it? Greg Ward Jr. was the quarterback there. Remember Greg Ward?
Yes, yes. Oh, God, we signed him as like a wide receiver.
He was a wideout. Yeah, he actually played decent. But yeah, I mean, not like a first string guy or anything like that. But he had some clutch catches.
Yeah.
He caught Jalen Hurts' first professional touchdown pass.
Oh, I got to load up Adam Schefter. Oh, God.
What happened?
Adam Schefter. It's something about the Commanders. Hang on. Not damn Schefter. Oh, God. Hang on. So, Adam Schefter. The quarterbacks, the Commanders already traded away their starter from last year.
They traded Sam Howell?
They traded Sam Howell.
They wrote just for picks. Who's going to be their quarterback next year?
They have no idea.
Oh, that's funny.
To the Seahawks. They're going to draft again. Didn't they just draft him? When did they draft Sam Howell? Hang on.
That was 20.
Updated his wiki.
22.
Did they draft him in 20? They drafted him in 2022.
Yeah.
He's
only played 18 games for them. 21 what
garbage,
picks.
What a garbage team.
What's his Detmer?
I don't know.
Sam Howell. Almost 4,000 yards last year with 21 touchdowns and 21 picks. Sacked 65 times.
Someone did it on Twitter. Calculated their Detmer, and it would have been Sam Howell. He had the highest Detmer, 24.37. Jalen Hurts is down here at 2.4.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah,
I'm okay with him not being a high Detmer guy. As much as I love slanging it,
I do love the just like I'm gonna fucking air it out on every play, and I don't give a fuck. Like the old, like, fuck him, but like Patrick Mahomes saying, like, fuck it, Tyreek down there somewhere.
Yeah.
And just like absolutely launching it 72 yards.
Yeah. Yeah. No, there's a, you know, that fuck it four verts.
Yeah. I love a four vert.
Apparently, Sam Howell's never eaten any meat besides chicken.
Okay. Well, that's weird.
Yeah. That's kind of bad, but okay. Yeah. You do you, bud.
Why not?
The Seahawks.
Why not?
Where the best chicken is found. So that's that. Now, hold on, I gotta look something up.
Get anything good out of the Phillies?
Nothing really.
When's opening day?
28th. But
oh, that's my mommy's birthday.
Oh, actual baseball. So there will be the Seoul series starts on the 20th. So there will be real baseball next week.
Okay.
But official opening day is the 28th. So next week we will have baseball in Seoul, I guess, if it's on during while we're recording.
It won't be, but
Seoul series, MLB.
Seoul? You mean Seoul, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So the other thing I want to talk about is Joel Embiid might be coming back. Joel Embiid, baby. He's supposedly back the first week of April. The Sixers are well, the problem is that the Sixers are deep in the toilet.
Yes.
They're deep in there. Deep in there. Deep in the toilet. We are now we're out of a playoff spot. We're out of a play-in tournament spot.
Oh shit.
We're now sixth. Yeah. The Celtics, of course, are 9.5 games. No, we're out of the play-in. We are the play-in starts at 7. We are sixth. Which would mean facing, I believe, the Milwaukee Bucks in the first round. But
we were playing tonight as we're recording.
Yeah, that might be a game worth watching. The Bucks are pretty fucking good at basketball, but not they're coached by Doc Rivers. So who knows, you know?
Yeah, Giannis just takes care of it.
Very good at basketball, as it turns out.
Yeah, very. How he stays so fucking ripped. I mean, I'm sure it's some sort of enhancement, but God physique, like a Greek god.
Quite literally.
Yeah. That'll be. Do you run and watch this? Just Giannis dunk on fucking people all night.
I don't actually.
No. So Embiid, they're saying what? April.
April, yeah, which would be good. I mean, Corinne is delusional and thinks that the Sixers are going to make a run now, like a title run.
Maybe if we get in the playoffs and he's so fresh that he can just...
That was the logic presented to me, yes.
Yeah, yeah, but you have now, to get granted, into the playoffs.
We're behind the Orlando Magic in the standings, but...
Yay, I love sports.
Yeah, I also love sports. I think it's worth noting that like the Boston Celtics are the runaway favorite. Which means that they're going to find a way to break my heart and shit on it.
Yeah, their winning percentage is almost 800.
Yeah, comically large.
They are so goddamn good this year.
Yeah, I mean, it's been fun, man. The Bruins are still pretty good, but not great. They sort of fell off, but like they're still good at hockey. The Bruins will, of course, find a way to break my heart again, because that's what the Boston Bruins do to me. What they like to do is get my hopes up, and then they take my heart out and shit on it, and then piss on it, and then piss in the hole where my chest cavity used to be. I hate hockey.
We even put hockey on here. The Flyers are still doing all right.
Flyers are doing all right. I love that we just don't check the standings except on air now.
Yeah.
Still third in the Metro. They're holding it down. They're 5-4-1 in their last 10. Like, they're a decent hockey team. I mean, they're not going to do anything in the playoffs, but like, it's still kind of entertaining. Like they're in a playoff spot. Like they're in the Metro. This will be probably against the Hurricanes. But it's either the Hurricanes or the Rags, and I would rather play the Hurricanes because so the Hurricanes used to be the Hartford Whalers, and I have developed an unhealthy hatred for the Hurricanes. Because they are always like, oh, they're, you know, we have the best fans. And it's like, A, they only show up for the playoffs, and B, like, you never win in the playoffs. Houston's coach has mentally checked out. This is amazing. There's 15 minutes to play. Houston's up by 19. TCU has not. Oh, God. Hang on. Corinne is texting me with breaking news.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, it's bad, actually.
What happened?
Trigger warning real quick for sexual assault.
Oh, no.
Dak Prescott is being investigated by Dallas Police for sexual assault in 2017.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. We don't know anything further than that. I don't know anything further than that. That's bad. Don't do that.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the article now.
Yeah.
Ooh. Damn. All the way in 2017. All that. Well, fuck that.
Yeah, fuck that. That's my other response. I have a bit of a palate cleanser, though.
Okay.
So, the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Oh, yes. Yes.
We're supposed to distribute Jaromir Jagr bobbleheads. The shipment carrying those bobbleheads has been stolen. The bobbleheads will not be distributed at tonight's game, but will be distributed at a later date. All fans in attendance will receive a voucher that includes a one-time scannable barcode that will be required to pick up the bobblehead at a later date. Location and dates for pickup will be shared when the items are safely located or new bobbleheads are produced and available for distribution.
I want to know about this heist. They got to make a movie about this. We've got the bobbleheads. Fuck
it. It's just gritty.
Yeah. You know, like, it's a scene in, like, every fucking hard-boiled detective movie. They're at the docks for some reason. You got the stuff. Yeah, I got
just,
the stuff.
You got the money. It's just a bag of Jagr bobbleheads.
Yeah, he just opens. Yeah, he throws it down in the middle of, like, between the two parties. So the guy nods over to his, like, minion. Goes over, zips it. Pulls out. It's Jaromir Jagr, the bobblehead.
Yes.
He flicks the head. Yeah, bounces slightly.
Yeah.
Looks good, boss. Puts it back in the bag, zips it. He's like, I'm They're taking this one. I'm this taking
one's pure. This one's
I'm
pure.
I'm taking this one. This one's for me.
Walking out with, like, three dudes armed to the teeth, just all carrying duffels worth of Jagr bobbleheads.
Do you know how much money this shit's worth on the black market? Oh, then suddenly you hear a silent wail in the distance. Hey, which one of you is a fucking Fed? you just have fucking Penguins fans.
Yeah, and it's just gritty with, like, a submachine gun just spraying it down, like that scene in Scarface.
You see? Yeah, he sniffed the fumes of the plastic. It's so fresh.
Yeah,
he got all his eyes. Yeah, fucking his pupils dilate. There's blood all over it. There's a bloodbath, and like as the guns are going off, they cut away because they don't want to get a hard R. They're shooting, and blood starts trickling, and it, like, trickles slowly and touches, like, one of the bobbleheads that's, like, on the ground.
Christ.
And then the scene cuts, and, like, the daytime changes, and the kid picks it up. Or something like that. I don't know. I'm just thinking.
Oh, you're painting a picture.
Yeah, yeah. We're writing a script here. We're just bullshitting it. Man, that's so fucking funny, dude. That rocks so much. Watch it. Unrelated. Our merch store is opening soon.
We need money.
Yeah. So college basketball, you see, have Temple and St. Joe's on here.
Temple won last night.
Yeah, so going to the next round?
Going to the next round against the hated and loathed SMU Mustangs, coincidentally. 9 tonight. Yeah. Thursday the 14th. St. Joe's knocked off number 1 in the conference, Richmond.
All right.
Yeah, I was in training, and Corinne had to text me live updates from the SJU game. So I'm, like, listening to, like deeply, like, survive, you know, testimony of survivors of horrific things, of children who are witnesses to domestic violence, and I just hear ping, 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 and I look down at my watch, and it's just like, oh my god, they're gonna win, and I'm like, well, I appreciate you breaking the tension, I guess.
Yeah, oh man, that's... I think we talked about it on the live stream, but we didn't talk about it, like, the training you're taking, man. That stuff, heavy.
Heavy, yeah.
Heavy stuff.
I'm done. I got my cert. So you're looking at one of Pennsylvania's newly minted domestic violence advocates.
Yeah. Mandated reporter gang. Check in.
Yeah, mandated reporter gang. If you report child abuse to me, I literally have to call Childline.
Yep.
And I learned all about survivor advocate privilege, which is, like, as far as I can tell, air fucking tight.
Mm-hmm. Calling it is sometimes better than typing it in.
Yeah.
Let's give you that. Just sometimes it's easier to process when you call it in.
Yeah, I figured. I just like we listened to recordings of like children recounting what had happened to them, and I'm just like, I had to get I had to get up and leave the room. I made it longer than anybody else by about 15 seconds, but I was just like, yeah, restorative justice, but y'all motherfuckers go last.
We were making this joke, I guess. Restorative justice, but restore it with a fucking shotgun. Like, mm-hmm. like the
it sorry, is so- I as judge and jury and executioner too.
Yeah.
Have deemed you unworthy of being fit into human society, and you have to die now. Sorry, that's too bad.
Yeah, it's being in this profession, you know, any of the human services. The helping professions. Yeah, the helping professions. Well,
we're in it for the money, obviously.
Oh yeah, I love the fat stacks I take home.
Yeah. I've seen my paycheck and it's bad.
Yeah. You don't do it, yeah. You do it for people.
And love of the game, man.
Love of the game.
There's joy in the work, I think, is the thing I have to remember. It's like,
yeah,
you know, when I help people, like, I feel good, and there's something to be said for, like, I didn't like hearing a woman say, you know, God bless you, God bless what you guys do. It's very powerful to me.
Altruism is one of the driving forces of humanity. Anyone who thinks otherwise is fucking black-pilled bullshit. We are wired to be altruistic. That makes us, it makes society stronger. It makes us better people. I think there's a spiritual reward to it too. But even on this earth, you're doing something. You never know the smallest kindness that you might give to somebody else might be the greatest kindness that someone else has received.
Right. I have told this story on the podcast, but, or maybe on Mother's Your Problem, but when I was volunteering at the food pantry at Lutheran, we had a woman come in and ask how many apples she could have. She was in line, and I was like, you can take as many as you want. And she like crossed herself. And it was just like, I was not mentally prepared to fucking handle that today.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, where people come in and are like, hey, like, I need diapers. And I'm like, yeah, I'll get out of the creepy, scary basement for you. It scares the shit out of me, but you need them more than I do, buddy.
Why do we put the diapers next to the ghost basement? Into the ghost basement.
Why are the tampons and pads in the ghost room?
Why do we have a ghost room? I'm just saying.
We don't need a ghost room. I tweeted this, but like, dignity for all. We should have free period products, not because of human dignity, because I'm tired of going in the basement.
Oh, yes. All right. All right. Hold on. I need something to pick me up.
Fight, fight, fight.
It wasn't loud enough.
Fight, 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 man.
Fight, fight, fight for the cherry and the white. All right. You ready to move into some feedback?
Yeah.
We got some feedback.
Let's
finally
get some feedback, you fuckers. Yeah.
All right. So first was a DM from Metric Mike. You haven't heard from Mike in a minute. Thanks for reaching out. Hello, yay, Liam and Tom. Metric Mike here. So I've gotten into F1 recently, and I want to start off by saying great work on the mechanics and stewards, the folks who clean up crash cards and wave the flags, especially the pit crew for the casino/internet gambling car who've blown two pit stops in the first two races. Anyway, the FIA race control can't figure out what the fuck is happening. Fuck the FIA, fuck Red Bull, go British Rail.
Yeah, Metric Mike was under his different screen name. I believe a different screen name was in the chat last night.
Yes, yes. Lots of train memes.
Mm-hmm. Which we thank you for.
Which is, it really is we have the weird corner niche. Socialist, sports fan, but also transit nerd, and urbanist.
Good problem to have, man.
I love it. I love this weird niche. Yeah. I don't know anything about F1 except that Lewis Hamilton is good. That's all I know.
Now it's Verstappen. That's very good.
Sure. That sounds like a Nazi name.
He's not.
Okay, that's good. And then didn't Kate Wagner write some former guest Kate Wagner write some article that got deleted?
Yes.
It's supposed to be really good.
It is very good. You can find it.
Yeah. I'll put it in the show notes. But yeah. Shouts out to the mechanics and the stewards, the real people who get the driver. It's the people who fix the car. Honestly though, that I've said this before, I was told like in high school, like, dude, you have a mechanical aptitude. You should become a mechanic. Like you could really figure this shit out. And the idea of having the ADHD part of my brain is like rapidly changing mechanical engineering type of problem solving would probably have been like the best career in the world for me.
But, yeah.
That would be a fun. That sounds fun to me. That kind of job. Stressful as hell, but it sounds sick as fuck.
Right. Yeah. Of course.
All right. So we got some. Well, thanks again, Mike, for one, being in the live stream, two, for DMing us. We got a couple of voicemails too. We got it's union season now, so we got our Charlie, who I believe he's going to talk about the suspended game.
Oh boy!
Which he was live. He was texting me while he was at the game, showing the water. I was like, buddy, just safe. Go home safe. You're not playing that game.
No,
it's not happening.
No.
Mm-mm. All right. Well, here's Charlie.
Hey guys, this is Charlie from Roxborough. He, him. Yay, Liam. Hey, Tom. We're only 6 games into the union season already, and I'm declaring the entire season to be officially cursed, and continuing on is fruitless and a danger to my health and the health of everybody in the tri-state area. After tonight's game against the Seattle Sounders was postponed due to rain and a waterlogged pitch that resembled more of the fields of Flanders in 1917 than an actual soccer field. 2 30-minute delays, and they called it on the second one. They did bring out the guys to squeegee the field in order to get it playable, but it looked, when we got there, basically canoeing down from 476 to get to the stadium, it looked bad. It didn't look like they were going to get the game in. Weird that the game in Harrison, New Jersey was able to kick off and be completed with under the same conditions. And weird that this week the CONCACAF Gold Cup semifinal between the United States and Canada was able to be get completed in under similar conditions. And it's weird that the one member of Brigham Young Money that hasn't been on the podcast, Kyle, nearly froze to death in Sandy, Utah.
Oh, Jesus.
Last week when RSL beat LAFC in a near whiteout conditions, that game was able to get through. But this game didn't.
The players would have broke their fucking legs.
We're beyond the point where even if they paid the refs and restored the Open Cup with all the teams in it, we may be needing human sacrifices at this point. Kai Wagner needs to carry a cannonball and jump into the river, and we may need to be, ritualistically removing the heart of Commissioner Don Garber. These are not actionable as parody. later, fellas.
Bye, Charlie.
Thanks, Charlie.
Soccer's weird, man. Soccer feels cursed.
Six games into the season, but only 2 of them have counted. Well, only 3 actual games that count towards the record. Because they do all these fucking cups and tournaments.
Exhibitions and stuff.
Yeah. Like the CONCACAF Cup, which that's what they lost 6-0. I believe Charlie has called in for that as well. It's complicated. All right. We got Bobby from Western Maryland.
Bobby?
From Western Maryland. Bobby? All right.
Hey, Tom. Yay, Liam. This is Bobby from Western Maryland. Pronounced he, him. And it's baseball season. I'm really excited about it. We're almost there. We got mm-hmm. 9 days until the opening day in Korea. And I'm really excited about it. And hopefully I'll have some calls for you about baseball this season. But
hell yeah.
Today is Tuesday, March 12th, the day after NFL free agency opened. And for us Packers fans, it was a fucking roller coaster. Yeah, kick it off with cutting Bakhtiari. Then they go out and they sign Josh Jacobs. And you think, wow, Josh Jacobs, Aaron Jones, what a combination that's going to be. Nope, 20 minutes later, Aaron Jones is cut. Then they go, they sign Xavier McKinney. It was crazy. It was awesome. It sucked. It was the worst. It was the best. And I just want to say, as an NFL fan, you can recognize that the NFL is a business or whatever, and recognize that your team probably got better during free agency, while still feeling sad about some players that have left. I mean, Bakhtiari has been on the team for so long. He was one of the best left tackles of his generation. He made 5 All-Pro teams in his first 8 years before he exploded his knee and basically missed the last 3 years. His last game he ever played with us, he flicked off the Bears. That was great. And Aaron Jones is probably my favorite Packer of all time. I mean, I don't care if people value running backs or not. The dude was just awesome. He was great in the community. He was great on the field. He got to slaughter Dallas in the playoffs this year. And he's just an awesome dude and a great football player and probably the best Packer who will never get his number retired. So, yeah, I just want to say you're allowed to be sad about your favorite players leaving your team, even if everyone wants to tell you, oh, the NFL is a business and they were never gonna keep that guy or give him an extension or whatever. But, yeah, the Packers, they probably did get better. Xavier McKinney's going to pick 6 Lamar Jackson in the Super Bowl to win it this coming February. Very excited. I'm very sad about Jones. Very kind of sad about Bakhtiari. He's kind of an Aaron Rodgers caper. And go Pack, go. Hope you guys have a good one. Fuck Penn State.
Fuck Penn State. You know, it's making me think about the Packers. The idea that Aaron Rodgers might be running is with VP, JFK.
Yeah, RFK, yeah.
Yeah, RFK. Did I say JFK?
You did, bud.
I am tired. Bring a JFK back from the dead to fucking run. Aaron Rodgers, he'd fucking, no, where is he? Get the fucking gun.
Lee, I need you for one more job, Lee.
shit. That's so cursed. The anti-vax party. The anti-vax transphobe party. Love it. Fucking just shoot me now. Yeah, I'm looking forward to baseball season 2. I like how the voicemails have now become like, I'm going to make sure they're updated on my team.
thank you for doing that.
Yeah, thank you. It's all good. Oh boy. All right. So we got Luke. I'm pretty sure Luke's going to cook me if it's based on what I read earlier. But let's see.
Hey guys, this is Luke, he, him, his, from Minnesota. I was just hearing you tell your tales of getting caught downloading too much stuff. That's pretty terrible, Tom. I mean, like Jerry Sandusky, sure, but they stopped you at 56K for downloading too many Sims 4 mods? That's a real tragedy.
SimCity 4.
Getting caught torrenting at the boarding school. Was it a college, you said? Anyways, I have a similar story. I used to work on campaigns, and so I would get sent to rural Minnesota, basically have to try and help candidates by begging, borrowing, and stealing anything I could. So this time I managed to beg us an office from the local carpenters union, shout out to labor. Appreciate them giving us some office space, except for in the stealing category, I was torrenting on their Wi-Fi. So when they got a super scary letter from their ISP, they nearly kicked us out of the office. I had to backpedal and apologize as much as I could. So if you guys have a VPN sponsorship, this would be a great spot to plug that in. Anyways, looking forward to the live show, which is tomorrow. Dozer's voicemail will obviously be later. Thanks for a great podcast, guys. Bye.
Thanks, Luke. I don't think I was at a boarding school.
You were.
If I misheard that, but
you were.
Yeah.
You were at
the boarding school known as Pennsylvania State University. Hey, I got in the Maine. Just so you know.
Yeah, I know.
I got in the Maine.
How'd you do?
Don't worry about that. Don't worry about it. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about getting in. We're not talking about getting out. That's different. That's a different conversation. We don't have to have that conversation. Did I ever tell you about me calling them for my transcript? And I'm like, can you tell me like
how bad it is?
What it was? And she's like, all right, I can't say it real loud. Below half. I was like, fuck. Although at this point, I believe if I wanted to go get my bachelor's degree again at Penn State, those classes are wiped away. So, right. Yeah, but I already have my bachelor's degree from. Temple.
Go Owls.
Go Owls. All right, we got two more voicemails. We got another from Charlie. Charlie, this one's about the Kunkunkafa Kunku. The Kunkafa Kerfuffle. Concaf Kerfuffle. We're losing 6-0. The worst loss in Union history.
Hey, guys. Yay, Liam. Hey, Tom. Charlie from Roxburgh. He, him. Sorry, my shitty soul candy earbuds picked up everything. My walking around, my running around the house, my cat, Jeopardy. It was good to mute me for the hangout and watch the worst basketball we've ever seen, Coppin State, lose in the first round of the MEAC. Talking about the Union after the shit show on Saturday, they followed it up with another shit show in Mexico, going down 6-0 to Palucha, the Fall League champs of last year, losing badly, giving up 2 goals early. The curse of Kai Wagner continues, giving up the penalty to start the game 5 minutes in, and down 2, giving up a late goal. Former Everton Rondon getting a hat trick as the Union implode out of CONCACAF. They still have a back door if Monterrey wins a second CONCACAF championship to play in the World Club Cup, which would be ridiculous because I don't think they deserve to be playing in it. They're going to be in Austin on Saturday, continuing back into the league. So hopefully Black Suit Jimbo burns his black suit and stops being the bad guy from the stand. So we'll see if they can get the season back on track, at least in league play. But I doubt it. Later, fellas.
Oh, right. Just good news all around. Sounds like everything's going swimmingly. There's no problems with the Union.
None.
No, not at all. Hold on. Sorry. Just got a text. All right. All right. So we got one last voicemail from Australian friend Nikki.
Stop that.
No.
Yes, please.
No.
I'm going to fight you.
We should film it. That'd be fun.
Should film it.
It'll look like Coppin State playing itself, just falling over each other. All right. Too many notifications on my fucking phone. All right.
Oh, buddy.
Here we. Yeah. All right. We're almost there. Almost there. Nuki.
Howdy, Tom. Howdy, Liam. Patrick here.
Chris.
Or Nuki, Chris, as my wacky Twitter profile exclaims. You know, it's a stupid name. I'm not going to explain it again. Introduce myself as Patrick because I think at this point we're on like a first name basis. These phone calls and these, you know, these messages in a bottle are more or less like a cultural exchange program between Pennsylvania and Victoria. Victoria is where Melbourne's based, but at any rate, I'm giving you some knowledge on the AFL, so if you guys could let me know what the best menu item at Wawa is, That would be fantastic. No obligation to, though. Getting in touch today because I think I figured out which AFL team you should support. Basically, any one of the ones in Melbourne. Melbourne is a very, very heavily unionized town, as opposed to Perth, which is not particularly unionized. Everyone's a bit of a pick yourself up by your bootstraps kind of guy with rich parents. As Tom alluded to before, there's a lot of libertarians over in Perth. So, you know, in Perth, we have got a few football teams, but the Fremantle Dockers are effectively that represents Fremantle, which is not a particularly union friendly dock, which is weird. So, again, any one of the teams in Melbourne will probably do you pretty well. In terms of prestige, like all the Melbourne teams get a lot of play in the AFL in terms of, like, you know, kind of relevance and that sort of thing. So either the Melbourne Football Club, which is smack bang in the middle of the city, or you could go a little bit more, you know, rough and tumble, working class, and go for the Western Bulldogs, which represents a massive or fairly big geographical area of Melbourne. As I said, Melbourne's a very heavily unionized town, as all cities reasonably should be. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to join the teachers union once I get far enough into my course here. That's about it. Thank you for listening. And, you know, to wrap it all up, go Birds, fuck Penn State.
Thank you. Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah.
Beautiful. So what's the best menu item at Wawa?
None of the Wawa sucks now. However, I would say for me, it is the Italian hoagie with this.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. With what? What's your addition?
Pepperoni, sweet peppers, hot peppers, and a little bit of oil, a little bit of vinegar, and mayonnaise.
Okay. Yeah, I would actually lean to the everyday item would be the Italian hoagie, though I'm a purist. I don't put too much shit on there, you know, pepper or whatever, but yeah, oregano. I don't put mayo or shit like that on there, but I agree with you there. I do like the gobbler.
I love the gobbler, yeah.
Which is just so bad, but you know,
I don't care. You know what I mean?
It's enough for a peasant to live on.
My parents really like the gobbler, which I always find funny.
Yeah. You know, normalize eating turkey dinners year round. Honestly. But yeah, no, I'd say that. Now, what would be your least favorite Wawa menu item?
Oh, I don't know. That's a good question. Probably the tuna salad is very bad.
Ooh. The burgers are actually half decent. I've had the burger.
I haven't had the burger
once. I haven't had the pizza.
You're encroaching on Sheets territory at some point.
Yeah, I don't. I wish I'd just go back to being like a fresh deli.
Me too.
I don't fuck with the burrito.
The burritos are awful.
Yeah. What's still okay is the breakfast sandwiches. I'll say that.
I won't eat Wawa breakfast besides the Sizzlies.
Yeah, the Sizzlies are good. Again, like the waffle one's delicious. It's enough calories to power a lamp for an hour, but
who cares?
Yeah. If you're shopping at Wawa for breakfast, you probably don't care. It's pretty tasty. The pancake one too, I like.
Nice. Yeah, I've had the pancake one. It's very good.
Yeah. Usually the best thing at Wawa is the coffee. Which I still think you is ain't decent. Lying. All right. Wow, we definitely exceeded our planned time. So I'm going to give shouts out to all of our North Catholic tier patrons: Patrick, Sean, Mike, Amanda, Kate, Eve, Charlie, Luke, Coho, Chucklebird, and Kat. And thanks to all of you who, no matter what level of patron you were, that came and hung out with us last night.
Thank you very much.
We watched Coppin State versus Norfolk State. It was very fun. We are going to do that regularly in the future. It'd be like, you know, like 2 hours-ish. We just like once a month, you know, at least every other month. That's what we'll commit ourselves to. But yeah, no, it was excellent and fun. And we have drops. You think the drops here are bad?
Oh, yeah, you should. Yeah, just you wait and see.
Yeah, you won't have eardrums.
No,
all right. Tell us what you would do with Joel Embiid's penis.
Please, we're all yours.
Yeah. Voicemail 267-371-7218. Give us your name and pronouns. DM us and follow us. I'm at Tahick and T-Pain. He's at Not Liam Anderson with a zero because he's late. And follow the podcast at 10K Losses Pod. We're getting close to the 800. I want to get that podcast account up to 1,000 followers.
I would love that. Yeah.
That would be nice. Patreon.com/10,000losses. You will get the link for future bonus episodes where you will, and all past bonus episodes, you'll get any live streams only for patrons.
Yep.
Sorry. It's a fucking dollar.
Give us your money.
Yeah. Other podcasts. Well, you got Well, There's a Problem, Kill James Bond, Trash Future,
Self-Worst, Hell of a Way,
Radio Free Tote Bag, Beyond the Breakers, Tippy Pitches When They Come Back. I think that's everybody.
That's it.
All right. Take it easy. Have a great week. See you next time.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Everybody.